You're listening to SBS News.
At the Australian Defence Force Academy in Australia's capital, Canberra, Prime Minister Scott Morrison launched the 2020 Defence Strategic Update and the accompanying Force Structure Plan.
These two very important documents that will guide our nation through one of the most challenging times we have known since the 1930s and the early 1940s. A plan for Australia's future in the most important area of a federal government's responsibility.
Over the next decade, $270 billion is being committed to prepare the military to meet what the Prime Minister says is a more threatening global environment.
Even as we stare down the COVID pandemic at home, we need to also prepare for a post-COVID world that is poorer, that is more dangerous, and that is more disorderly.
As part of the new plan, Australia will buy a new long-range anti-ship missile from the United States Navy at a cost of $800 million. The missile has a range of over 370 kilometres. It will be a substantial increase on the current 124 kilometre range of Australia's air-launched Harpoon anti-ship missile, which was introduced in the 1980s. At least $9.3 billion will be spent on researching and developing long-range, high-speed equipment such as hypersonic weapons. Underwater surveillance is also receiving a massive boost, with high-tech sensors costing between $5 and $7 billion to be purchased. But Greens leader Adam Bandt says greater weaponization does not necessarily mean better protection.
We're going to see hundreds of millions of people moving in our region. We're going to see fights over resources and food and water. And if you're serious about securing Australia, you would take action on the climate crisis. Arming Australia to the teeth is not going to make Australia any safer.
The updated defence strategy also includes an enhanced focus on the Indo-Pacific region, which Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says has an international impact.
Look, it is a concern not just for Australia and for all of our regional partners and friends, but increasingly it is becoming a global concern. So the anxieties and the concerns about certain behaviours that we're seeing in the Pacific region in particular is something that Australia is not alone in being concerned about.
Mr. Morrison says the region is the centre of rising strategic competition.
The Indo-Pacific is where we live, and we want an open, sovereign Indo-Pacific, free from coercion and hegemony. We want a region where all countries, large and small, can engage freely with each other and guided by international rules and norms. These are not unreasonable objectives or ambitions or requests. Where countries can pursue their own interests peacefully and without external interference, because this means Australia can pursue our interests too.
Despite the federal government saying the strategy shift is not directed at any one nation, experts say China is a clear worry. The relationship between Australia and China was strained after Mr. Morrison called for an independent investigation into the coronavirus in May. Since then, trade tensions have emerged over Australian beef and barley and over international students and cybersecurity. The executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings, says China is a concern.
Look, I've been saying this for some time. I've written a number of occasions that it feels like about 1937 to me. And in particular, if you look at the behaviour of China, annexing territories, suppressing minorities, you know, there's an echo of history that we can't ignore.
National Security Professor Rory Medcalf from the Australian National University says the updated plan aims to highlight Australia's defensive power.
Really, it's about demonstrating that Australia is serious about its own defence. That's a signal to America. It's a signal to our other potential partners in the region, such as India, Japan, Indonesia, Vietnam. And it is also a signal to China to say that we will engage with China, but from a position of our own strength.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.